Matt, and thanks for all of you to be here today. I'm happy to be in front of you and talk a little bit about this research that we have done. And I would like to, first of all, recognize my co-authors in this work, Dave Mengel and Josh Samper from Kansas State University, and John Sawyer from Iowa State University. Also, we have a number of collaborators that help us with treatment application and field work, Bill Dicker, Kristen Greer, Daniel Barker, and Mark Hanna. Now, a little bit about why we did this research. First question that comes to mind is, well, why in the world would you want to do shallower application of anhydrous? And there are some reasons for that. First of all, anhydrous ammonia, for those that may not be familiar for the agricultural system in the Midwest, is a very important source of nitrogen. The size of farms is increasing, and with that, there is a need, a want of trying to apply that nitrogen as quickly, as effectively as possible. And so to cover as many hectares in a day as possible, trying to minimize the power required to drag the equipment through the field, and all that without losing any nitrogen. And so that's partly why this study. So the objectives were to compare the traditional anhydrous ammonia knife injection system, which I will call TRAD, to a prototype high-speed, low-draft anhydrous ammonia applicator, which we'll call HSLD, which is, in essence, the new John Deere 2510H nutrient applicator. So we have this study at three locations, Illinois, Iowa, and Kansas. And it was over a three-year period, 2007 through 2009, in no-till fields with soybean as the previous crop. And one more thing that I would mention is that with this applicator, one of the other reasons why we are looking at this applicator is that a lot of fields in the Midwest are under some type of conservation tillage, and this applicator would allow application of anhydrous ammonia with little soil disturbance, which could be a benefit. So we have a bacterial arrangement of two anhydrous applicators, the traditional and the HSLD. Three application times, fall, that was only in 2008 and 2009, spring pre-plant, which we'll call it SP, and then side dress, SP, typically around B4 growth stage. We try to keep it as close as possible to that. We have 5N rates from 0 to 225 pounds of, or kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. And this was arranged in a split plot arrangement with time of application as the main plot, and a randomized complete plot design with four replications. The analysis was done with SAS using ProcMix, and used site and year as random effects. We had the fall and spring application were done in rows, so basically in the same place where the future corn row will be planted. And the side dress was between every other row. Okay, so the traditional application was done at 18 centimeters of soil depth at about 10 kilometers per hour, whereas the HSLD was done much shallower at 10 centimeters, going 13 to 16 kilometers per hour. And that was, in of itself, a great adventure being in the tractor at that speed. The ramp up speed for those treatments were longer than the actual treatment size of the plots. The soils range from loam to clay loam across the study site. And in Iowa and Illinois, we had dry land fields. That's in Kansas in the last 2 years, 2008 and 2009, we have irrigated fields. We measured yield, plant population, in uptake, and crop color. We'll just, because of the time, we'll just focus on yield during this presentation. But I will say right now that the differences that we saw in yield were mimicked very well by what we saw in terms of the plants. Here's some pictures of the traditional system. For those of you that may not be familiar, we have the blade here that opens a trench for the mold knife where anhydrous is applied. Pretty typical system with the anhydrous tank sitting on top of the toolbar. And here's the HSLD system. So here we have, first of all, in this part right here, we have a closing wheel, engage wheel, with an adjustment handle, and that's basically to control soil depth, how deep we want to do the application. It goes anywhere from 9 to 14 centimeters with 0.5 centimeter increments, and the down pressure that is used to get to that depth is anywhere between 15 and 27 kilograms of down pressure. I got that, this information actually from the John Deere webpage. Then we have the anhydrous boot that goes in here, so the anhydrous ammonia comes off of a 3/4 inch pipe in at this place in the anhydrous boot. And then we have this 55 centimeter blade that again opens the a trench for the boot to deliver anhydrous ammonia. And we have two wheels here, 30 centimeter cast iron wheels that are used to close the anhydrous, and one of these wheels, it has notches basically to add soil penetration and to help with the soil sealing of that anhydrous ammonia. So that's very quickly what this new system looks like. And first of all, I would like to talk about the results across all site years, in essence trying to increase the inference space for this study, but in reality, a lot of the responses that we saw were very, very dependent on the soil conditions at the time of application. And for that reason, even though I'll present some data first across all the site years, then I will focus specifically on some of the key differences that we saw at different locations. So here we are looking at the yield in megagrams per hectare, the economical optimum N rate, which was calculated as a 0.1 nitrogen to corn price. And for all these 9 site years, we have EONR of 162 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, producing a yield at that economical optimum N of 11.8 megagrams per hectare. So every year was responsive to nitrogen, and you can see that as a combined effect here. Looking at the time of application, again, here we are plotting the optimum N rate and the yield at that optimum N for fall here in the blue line. The symbols here represent the optimum N rate and the yield at that optimum N rate. So blue for fall, red is spring application, and the green line represents the cypress application. You can see that for spring and cypress, both the optimum end rate and yield at the optimum end rate were fairly close. And for fall application, overall, it was less efficient than the spring and cypress applications. We had compared to the spring application, 41 kilograms of N per hectare more to produce 0.2 megagrams less yield. And if we compare that to the cypress application, we needed 37 kilograms more nitrogen per hectare to produce 0.4 megagrams less yield compared to, again, the cypress. Looking at some of the interactions, the time by system interaction, we find that the spring application produced 3.5% decrease in yield relative to the traditional method. You can see that right here. The fall application, no difference, same with the cypress, but the spring application made a difference. And as I'll show you later, this is related to some problems with germination and seedling injury. The rate by system interaction was also a significant one. Again, this is across all site years. And we had a 5% decrease relative to the traditional method with the highest end rate. Right here, we have the end rates here from 0 to 225 kilograms. And you can see here that the only place where we had a significant difference was at the highest rate, and that is related to nitrogen loss that occurred during the application with a modified system that was reflected in the yield later in the growing season. So here, looking now through the individual locations, what I would do here is try to highlight what was the most or the biggest difference that we saw in the study, to try to explain some of the differences that we saw across the region. So here in Illinois, what we saw was most significant was a decrease in yield with the traditional, with the modified system compared to the traditional 5% decrease in yield. And it was only during the fall application. The reason for that is that for spring and side dress applications, the soil conditions were near optimal for application of anhydrous ammonia. The fall application, especially in 2008, it was a wet fall. We could not get that anhydrous application done in the conditions that we would have liked, and so with that we lost some nitrogen at that point, and that's reflected. Again, it was enough of a yield loss, especially during that year, that influenced the three-year data here. For Iowa, we have differences in the spring application. And this is a pre-plant, and again, just to remind you, we apply the nitrogen right on the corn row. Okay, and we saw differences in 2 years, 2007 and 2009, with the highest end rates only. And so here I'm presenting the 180 and 225 kilogram nitrogen rates for 2007, 2009. You can see very clearly the HSLD compared to the traditional method of application. You can see the yield differences. And those differences were caused, again, mostly because of seedling injury, as you can see here, both in the seedling as well as in the root system. The anhydrous ammonia being applied shallow was fairly close to the planting depth of those seeds, and it was done, you know, prior to planting, so that there was a very high concentrated band of anhydrous ammonia there. For Kansas, the differences, the biggest differences were observed during the side dress time. And again, this was at the highest nitrogen rate. I want to remind you that for side dress, we were doing every other row, so we only had two nights or two applications going in. So we effectively doubled the rates of nitrogen for those for that application. And as you can see here in this picture, we had some ammonia loss during the application with in 2009 when we had wet soil conditions, resulting in crop injury in the leaves. And as I mentioned, the yield differences that we see in here with the side dress modified system compared to the traditional were also observed in terms of the measurements that we made for the plants during the year. One thing also is that in Kansas, we measure ammonia losses after application, and we saw higher ammonia losses with the HSLD system compared to the traditional at all application times, so fall, spring, as well as the hybrid I'm showing here. But of course, it was with the highest end rate, which was above what is needed for optimizing yield, so we didn't really see a yield differences, but definitely we saw those losses. So as conclusion, overall, we see that the modified high-speed, low-draft applicator is a viable alternative to the traditional anhydrous applicator when soil conditions are adequate for proper operation of that shallow system or shallow applicator. For spring applications, the modified system is basically needs to be away from the seed row. That's separating the anhydrous ammonia application from that seed row is important. And then in terms of the side dress application, The highest rates can be a problem, especially if soils are wet or too dry. And one alternative, of course, would be to reduce the rate by putting anhydrous ammonia in each row versus having it every other row. With that, I will conclude. I think my time is up. I don't know if there's time for a question or two.
Questions for Fabian are going to have to wait until after the break.
All right, well, thank you.